This is a little story of how I got myself into the Guinness Book of Records as the first stand-up comedian to perform a gig in the Second Life, a sort of alternative to real life on the World Wide Web. I met a Scottish bloke in a basement who explained.
Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Jimmy. Mark Duffy, Fusion Unity. How are you?
Fusion Unity?
Yeah.
Literally just a made-up name, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Literally just people have come together and gone, we need to raise some money. Let's call ourselves Fusion Unity.
We like the initials FU.
Have a sit down.
Thank you.
Right, we're doing a Second Life gig.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It sounds like the sort of thing that they give a murderer when they find out they killed someone in prison. And it's just, you know, and it's a bit, well, I was doing life anyway. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Can't get any work.
Second Life is a 3D internet system where we can recreate real-life buildings, real-life people, real-life events in three dimensions, with more than one person there actually interacting in that event.
Right. So in theory, I could do a gig there. Loads of people could turn up at the venue.
Yep.
And I wouldn't have to drive to Coventry.
Absolutely. You wouldn't need to ever leave your home again.
When I was about six, I wanted to be the man in Tron. And it appears that that dream has come true. What a wonderful day this is for me. So you're going to make... how do you make the digital version of me then?
We will take pictures of you in 360 degrees at 5 degrees step, and each strip will recreate on a digital skeleton. And at the end of it, it will look exactly like you, or near enough to exactly like you. And okay. Then we stick balls on you.
Okay. Right. Not the first time a Scottish man has said, we're going to stick the balls on you. That was a youth detention thing. Does everyone look a bit grumpier now? I've got quite a large gay bar, and I imagine this will be quite a popular view.
That's it, thank you. And one last one.
So is this the first comedy gig that's been done on?
First ever one.
Yeah.
There's been one live music concert, there's been one music concert, and this will be the first ever comedy gig from anybody in the world.
I feel like a bit of a tit, if I'm honest. Second Life does definitely exist. Jeez, is that for the cock?
There.
Not really. Well, what would I normally do at a gig?
Yeah, what would you normally do?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr. That's all I do. There's no real floor show for my gigs. Can we program it so that if someone heckles in a very unpleasant way, I can just pull out a 45 and shoot them?
Yes, we can, yeah. Just we need to go and do the technical side of it, I'm afraid.
Marvellous. Well, that's Second Life, and see how the gig goes. If it goes well, we'll do loads of them. If it goes badly, this will never be seen.
So the Scottish man made a virtual version of me in a unitard, whilst I invited some MySpace friends to come along to the real world gig and see how it all worked.
Well, thanks very much. Cheers. That's entirely unnecessary. Hello and welcome to the Second Life gig. Are you all aware of what Second Life is? It's the future, it's for children. It's sort of the internet, but not as porny as everyone's avatar is a sexy lady. As far as I know. They're about 15 seconds behind us. Obviously years ahead in terms of, you know, technology and stuff. And they'll be... Oh, is that... What the fuck is that? Was that us a minute ago?
Slightly delayed.
Sorry, and you're now playing that into us? So we're now listening to what we said a minute ago. Maybe turn that down. Oh, look, it's doing what I'm doing. 15 seconds later. That's literally the least entertaining thing I've ever heard. I'm guessing most of you have seen me many times before, so it'll just be sing along if you know the jokes. Thanks. I'm one of the biggest faces in British comedy. Literally. I've got one of the biggest faces. Look at the fucking size of that. It's like the moon. Probably affecting your menstrual cycle, being this close. Normally, when I do that joke, I'm not that close. Normally, there's a barrier and a mosh pit and some security. You could get up and hit me, I realise. Maybe moody. I did have hassle getting out this evening. I know a lot of people say that in show business, but I genuinely had hassle getting out this evening. Had to organise a babysitter. I don't have children. I just found they're a lot cheaper than escorts. Nice. I'm going to just check in and see what the people on Second Life have, because they can type in a heckle if they want, I think. Can they? Is it working?
Yeah.
Right, that was the most non-committal yes I've ever heard. Right, what's... something... I cannot hear. OK, Dave? Pois, 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 pois. LOL. Have I missed something? I've no sound. Maybe. I can hear OK, Dave. Well, they're a brilliant bunch. Fuck, I bet you're gutted you're here, because... sounds like they're having a fucking brilliant time. Can anyone see Jimmy? That's probably someone that definitely can see and is enjoying the internet experience. And is just checking everyone else is OK. Not someone with a ZX Spectrum going, for fuck's sake. Are these the people watching the Second Life gig? The ladies in bikinis? Is it, all that I can gain from this is it seems Second Life is quite a temperate climate. It seems they've gone out to a comedy gig, they've gone, well, I'm going to wear some sort of fur coat, maybe some knickers. Is it, oh, hello, Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Jimmy, hello. Yeah. LOL. Ha, ha, ha. Hello. Hello. Right, I think the people on this are largely autistic. From the, it's a bit Rain Man, isn't it? Hello. 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 If you can see me there, obviously you can see me if you're watching it on Second Life, but I'm wearing sort of a grey leotard. literally, if I turn around... Look, but look, I mean, it's... Nice. That is actually what I look like under this. I normally wear a suit because I've got grey skin. I'm sort of like a six. Ooh! That was quite coquettish, wasn't it? Nice. I saw a survey in the papers recently, a proper scientific survey in the papers, said that women can tell if a man wants a baby just by looking at the shape of his face. Presumably, if it's like this, that means he doesn't want a baby. And if it's like this, it means the conception will involve a turkey baster. It's my gay face. Did you not? All right, fine, we'll make it clearer. There. Sorry, I'd like to apologise for that mime. I neglected the balls. There, that's better for everyone. That's the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. Well done. Can Jimmy see our messages? Yes, I can. I'm looking at them now. Whoo! Hey! Well, I don't know what that is. I did the thing with greeting cards a while ago on my last tour, and I was going to sort of do that again this evening. Basically, greeting cards annoy me because they're the one place you can buy funny greeting cards. I can never think of... That is fine. Don't worry about that. That's just a normal thing at a gig. Don't be racist because a robot is... The person who's got the avatar of the guy from Futurama... I know you're busy having a beer. Imagine that. Imagine sitting at home on your computer and thinking, oh, I'm feeling a bit thirsty. In the real world, I better just type in drink. Oh, hang on. She seems to... That's what I'm expecting. Right. What's this club called that we're playing in? It's not Virtual Slut, is it? It seems there's a lot of that going on. Can someone on The Second Life tell us where they are in the world so that we can make jokes about them? Jimmy is gay. Well, who said that? Was it the man with the blue hair? What the fuck is that? Think too hard, Ursula.
Birmingham.
What? Birmingham, Cambridge. Not far from you. No. For what it's worth, I'm still standing. I realise. Woot, blue hair. Get off the floor, drunkard. Not only am I in the. I seem to have sunk into the floor. I'm in the floor now. Can I not melt into the floor? Because I rarely... unless you pour water on me, and I'm one of the wicked witches. looks as if I'm sucking off the floor. That's mental. Jesus, when? Oh! Yeah. I seem quite happy to be up, don't I? I seem to be dancing a jig. At the thought. That is. Whoa! I see. I'm saddened to report that the future seems to be shit. Can we get one of the other avatars up onto the stage to try and help me? Can we get maybe the alcohol? I'm not sure if this is entertainment. I mean, obviously this is quite a weird gig for you in a room, sat as an audience.
What? Batman.
Yeah, I mean, Batman's here. You know there's now a warning on all superhero costumes. Do you know if you buy a superhero costume now, there's a warning on all of them, all the superhero costumes, saying this costume does not give you special powers. Or indeed, the right to see your children. It's amazing. There's a woman there that's got real problems. If you could all give generously, she's got some sort of star in her neck. That's never good. I don't think she's got any legs. Oh no, she has got legs. Thought for a second there she was doing a Heather Mills. What? Hey, it's over between those two. She's gone back to the house to collect her clothes and shoe. She's staying with friends. I suppose if anyone needed someone to lean on. Good. Well, why don't we talk to some of you in the room? Because obviously the people on Second Life are retarded. we'll find out where some of you... Where did you come from?
Weymouth.
Weymouth?
Yeah, 4 hours away.
And what's going on in Weymouth this evening? What are you missing out on?
Nothing is shit.
Nothing is shit?
It's just a little town.
It's a little town?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Near Bournemouth.
Near Bournemouth?
Yeah.
Right. Are you the mayor? you're in charge of tourist information, yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on? Nothing is shit. Near Bournemouth, I think it'd be a great slogan for a town. How old are you?
I'm 18 now.
You're 18 now. I like that. I like the idea of saying now. How old are you? 17. Not now. It was years ago, but I remember I'm definitely 17. You're 17 now. Are you two together?
Nah, just mates.
You're just mates?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's secretly in love with you and your... You are 4 Bacardi breezes away from... Wow. Sorry, this feels now like I'm grooming you. It's a bit wrong. Who's come the furthest?
Burnley.
Burnley. Okay. Burnley. Right. It is also shit. Yes, there's no. Sorry for the people watching on Second Life. We're in London's fashionable West End. So what do you do in Burnley?
Fuck off.
You're long-term unemployed.
Work in Preston, actually.
You work in Preston. What do you work in the steel industry in the 1870s? What do you do?
I work for a plant hire company.
You work for a
plant hire company.
A plant hire company. Right. But I imagine you don't get many men like me coming in hiring plant. It's mainly proper men with tattoos.
Stevens Dunkers and all that shit.
People that aren't drinking Diet Coke. Got to watch their figure. They've got to fit into a leotard. Okay, well, a lot of people sort of end gigs with a big sort of, you know, da-da-da, like a big finale, and they keep the funniest stuff for the end, and it's brilliant. And that's great. Well done them. I don't think of any real interest. Normally, I thank people for the money, but obviously this has been a free gig, so... frankly, what was the point of that? I think that person, Love Star, is planning on taking over the world. Can we shoot him? Can I shoot him, please?
Do you want that gun?
I'd like to shoot the druggie, yeah. Do I have to do anything? Presumably not. I don't seem to be plugged in. Sorry, when you made the avatar, did you make it of him? It looks a lot more like him than it does me. Go, Jimmy, what the fuck is that? It's a gun. She arms can be dangerous. Sometimes just holding a gun, your torso can fall off. Sorry, that gun's actually got testicles. Well, that's it. Thank you very much indeed for coming, especially the people that, you know, travelled long distances. The people that travelled under 20 miles, fuck you. I wish you hadn't come. But the people that... God bless you for that. Quite a ramshackled affair, but I rather enjoyed it. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers. People with Tourette's. What makes them tick? That was originally about suicide bombers. I've toned it down for you.